This is music from the smash hit Broadway musical Jersey Boys. It's coming to Ventura County as part of a one-of-a-kind summer concert and theater series. Forget staying away from live theater because of coronavirus safety concerns. A Ventura Theater Company has figured out a way for audiences to see shows using the Ventura County Fairgrounds as a safe venue.
We are the first nonprofit professional theater company in the nation to do what we're calling a safe distance drive-in theater concert series. We've worked very hard to ensure that it's safe in every way. People will actually hear the sound through an FM frequency, so their windows will be rolled up. We'll scan their tickets through their windows. They can bring a picnic with them, and, you know, so it's almost like a cross between going to a drive-in movie and a live concert.
Carol Lynn Burns is co-founder and the producing artistic director of Ventura's Rubicon Theater. Like other theater groups on the Central and South Coast, coronavirus led to the cancellation of Rubicon's productions. But they came up with an idea, a safe distance drive-in theater concert series. The result of what's called Rubicon Goes Retro is a 5-show series featuring everything from the music of Sinatra to a live show starring Loggins and Messina. Burns explains how the idea started.
Jim O'Neill, our artistic director and co-founder, said, you know, what if we create an outdoor theater space that's safe, where people could drive in their cars, they could park every other car, if there were some way to share the art in that way. And we started a conversation with the fairground at the same time that another local company, CBF Productions, was talking to them, and we ended up working together.
The first show is called Drive-In Hits. It features some Broadway performers doing classics from the 1950s and 60s.
We actually are going to open with Tony Award winner Christian Hoff, who won for Jersey Boys, and then the longest-running Frankie Valli, Travis Clower. And they're inviting some friends from Jersey Boys and Million Dollar Quartet to join them. It's going to be a concert of songs by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with some of that, you know, great, you know, choreography. And then they're also going to do songs from Sam Cooke, the Everly Brothers, Smokey Robinson, Brian Wilson. That'll be the first program, which is July 6th through 8th.
Then Byrne says there are events in late July and early August featuring the music of Sinatra and songs from the musical Forever Plaid.
Andrew Szymanski, who's a Broadway star of South Pacific, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, he grew up in Ventura. His parents still live here. And we're going to do something called 2 a.m. at the Sands. Szymanski sings Sinatra. It's a very, you know, Vegas, cool show. Then we have four gentlemen who were in the original New York cast of Forever Plaid doing a 30th anniversary concert.
On August 17th through 19th, the Rubicon series at the Ventura County Fairgrounds will feature a 3-night concert series with Jimmy Messina from Loggins and Messina. Every night, he'll have special guest artists, including Kenny Loggins, on the 19th. The series will wrap up in September with Music of the Night. It's a show featuring music from Andrew Lloyd Webber, Elton John, and Paul McCartney. It features a number of Broadway performers as well as Ted Neely, star of the film and stage versions of Jesus Christ Superstar. The shows will be like a theater in the round with the stage at the center of the parking lot.
The stage will have 2 levels. It will actually be 40 by 40. It will be in the round, and there will be 4 huge screens.
Burns says Rubicon is excited about being able to present in-person live theater and music at a time when it's become virtually impossible.
There may be people who don't regularly come to theater, but who go to concerts, who would come and enjoy these very theatrical-type concerts.
Tickets are now on sale online for the Rubicon Goes Retro series. Kids 12 and under are free. Depending on the show, the capacity will range from just over 320 to around 650 vehicles. Each event will be about 70 minutes long. You'll want to be prepared because of social distancing. There are no on-site concessions available and no restrooms. And note, you can't bring lawn chairs or sit in the back of a pickup. Because of social distance safety requirements, theater goers will have to remain in their vehicles. But it's a unique melding of drive-in theaters and live concerts, and will provide some entertainment for people missing the chance to see a show. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.